Benny, reckless mind, living in a big city. It's 10:15 on a Thursday morning. Benny wakes up naturally, without the alarm from his annoying clock. Usually, his clock would go off at 6:30 in the morning for him to get ready for school, but since his high school graduation was on Wednesday, Benny now has all the time in the world. He hasn't quite decided on going to college just yet. For now, Benny has chosen to take a break and enjoy his free time, to live and explore a little. Benny has always dreamed of moving to the big city, like New York. It's a deep desire of his to go and explore the city. But with his reckless mind, a condition he suffers from and constantly has to battle, Benny sometimes has dangerous and crazy thoughts, with a very real intent to follow through on them. The one thing that stops him and keeps him grounded is his little friend, the little man of consequence who taps him on the shoulder and reminds him of the consequences. It scares Benny sometimes because he wonders, what if I get a reckless thought and the little man doesn't show up? With the condition he lives with, Benny knows he'd probably act on that thought and could end up in serious trouble or even jail. That really frightens him. But for now, Benny has decided to live one day at a time. It's the morning after his high school graduation. Benny wakes up naturally. He lies in bed for a while, wondering what's next, knowing he now has all the time in the world to do whatever his heart desires. One thing he knows for sure is that he wants to get out of the small town he lives in and finally follow through on his dream of moving to New York City. He knows he'll need to save money and probably get a job. As Benny lies in bed, he hears a soft knock on his bedroom door and a little voice says, "Benny, are you awake?" It's his little sister, Lori, whom he loves dearly. "Come on in, Lori," he says. She runs in, hops on his bed, and says, "Can you take me to the park today?" "Sure," Benny replies. So Benny gets out of bed, gets himself ready, and helps Lori get ready too. With excitement, Lori quickly eats her cereal and heads out the door with Benny. Their parents are always working. They're just a small-town, middle-class family doing their best to make ends meet. So, they rarely have the time to take Lori out to the park. As Benny and Lori walk towards the park, he holds her hand and listens as she talks all about her friends at school. As they pass by the local bank, Benny looks at it and thinks to himself, "What if I robbed that bank? I'd have enough money to leave this town." But then, the little man of consequence taps him on the shoulder and says, "No. You'll get caught, go to jail, bring shame to your family, and you won't see Lori again for a very long time." So Benny thinks to himself, "I guess I'll just have to get a job and save up for my trip." When they arrive at the park, Lori sees one of her friends and runs off to play. "Be careful now," Benny calls after her. "I will," she answers. Benny sits on a bench and watches her play. He starts to daydream about what it will be like to live in the big city. A subtle smile spreads across his face. It's going to be so nice, he thinks. On the way back home, Benny sees a help wanted sign in the window of the local supermarket. He decides to stop in. "Are you going to buy something?" Lori asks. "No," Benny replies, "I'm going to apply for a job." "Why?" "Mommy and Daddy already have jobs. So you don't have to get one," she says. Benny explains that he wants to get a job so he can save up his own money. With a curious look on her cute little face, she says, "Okay." Benny fills out the application and hopes he'll get a call back from the manager. When they arrive home, they hear raised voices coming from upstairs.